This is a question you can ask John. The thing is that I want to become the safe. That's why I've got so many of the spectroscopy device. I want to be safe. I don't want to have any side effects. What we were dealing with, is that right? And six people in the room got sick. And to extreme.
Were you one of those people in the room in that case where six people got sick? What's that?
That is correct. It was in Lithuania. We've been dealing with ferrite that is from Russian GG Sag grouping. That was the Lithuanian production. Actually, Lithuania manufacturer made all of the yolks for all the gazillions of GG. And the device was very simple. Two windings, two generators. The generators were drawing from the grid 5 watts each one, but the signal that was delivered to the coil was 8 watts. We started from 60 watts light bulb, end up with 600 watts. When I was not present, they connect 1 kilowatt. But I saw in my eyes 600 watts. It is impossible. There was no transistors, not coils, and that yoke. But 20 minutes later, remember when I was driving the subject with the transportation of the ferrite by U.S. Army in Fort Knox, in New Jersey. So, about 20 minutes after the fight was started, not even 20 minutes, few minutes, either the guy who was making the first part of the experiment, that I got hit. And we are in the room, all of us, and we're looking at each other. And I said to myself, I came in here so many hours, I spent my money, and I'm going to see nothing because I got hit by something that doesn't exist. So I put my hat from the left-hand side to the ferrite and said, hey, look, nothing is there, it's your imagination. Nothing is there. Doesn't exist. Nothing hits you. So I'm American, the Lithuanian, Russian, whoever. 20 minutes later, I found myself with a very strong headache. The headache wasn't from the left-hand side where I put my head, but the headache was from the right-hand side of the head. From the forehead to the back of the head. What the heck was that? There was no spark. There could be no x-ray. I thought. Now, this headache I had about 2.5 weeks after I came to New York. There was 1 week here and 2.5 weeks later. So, there was something that made me, hey, stop it. You gotta know what's going on. Enter his ear.
That headache that you had for 2.5 weeks, when you tried taking Excedrin or Aspirin or whatever, were you getting any relief from those pharmaceuticals, Chris?
No, I didn't take anything. I was trying to make sure that from natural causes, without any pain relief, what is happening? All people, six people in the room, I approach one by one. I say, hey, how do you feel? Oh, it's okay, okay. Yeah, a little bit tired. One by one. And I say, so, what time? I have a headache. Then next person, next six people in the room, all of them had a headache of a sudden from ferrite and to exchange.
And I think you've used the Geiger counter and you don't see any radioactivity of that ferrite. Is that true?
We didn't have a Geiger counter at that time.
And by the way, okay, T2LIW, this was the technet number 1510. 73 to all. KQRIW clear. John, KC2WGB, KQRIW. Bye bye, John. See you guys next week. KQRIW clear. Be kind to each other. Yeah, I had to go to the other machine to talk to him. My answer the machine in New York is turned off. Huh? He said, I'm clearer. I'm clearer this way. Oh, well. Bye-bye.
I just was calling a night after 4 hours, a long time at the radio, so I'll say 7-3, in which I was trying to keep you RIW.
Oh, wow.
There
you go. That'll, yeah, that'll get you going. Someone wants to go out. So just maybe wants to go out and play or whatever. Do you have a lot of property by you? Your massive
role? Actually, I do, John. I've got 8 by 100, which is wonderful, but because of Queens, it was very small. Out here, you know, the property is much greater. It's a West End million people, and a dog that can run around, but because I've got a white plastic, you know, PVC fence going all the way around the property. As far as the dog making, you know, I don't want to make too much in the backyard. I want to take the dog out, get some exercise. What I would really like, if I could find one, is a black lab puppy. I like those dogs. They're hard to find because they use it for the blind and other service dogs. I would like to find a black lab puppy. So I don't know. See, any dog is a friendly dog is okay.
Yeah, and so get one that it has a, you know, that's not mean or anything like that. Get it from like a breeder or, you know, I don't know. You know, there's some breeds of dog that they, it's just very, very, you know, like that. I've seen them on YouTube with kids and some animals, with kids and so like animals and animals. Or even like a cat sleep on top of the dog and the dog doesn't mind, you know?
Okay, John. Well, I have to pick up my two cats. And they went home animal shelter, the cats. They're black and white. They're siblings and sisters, you know? So in about a week, I'll pick them up, bring them home. That's that. But I do want to definitely get a dog. You know what I like about the labs? They, black labs especially, they're not mean, like you said. They're very, a very nice temperament. That's why they use them as guide dogs. Also, like I put maybe the idea of a black lab in particular, they, for the older people here, they've got therapy dogs, people bring them up, and there was one up here the other day that came into the gym where they do physical therapy. And I walked over to this black lab, he looked at me, I looked at him, I put my hand out, I said, do you want to be my friend? I love you, do you love me? And in about 10 seconds, we were best of buddies.
something, yeah. That's strange. Yeah, I know this owner. You know, I just saw again this sunshine to myself, you know, and he was like coming over to me. This was like yesterday. And I was like, oh boy, this dog's gonna jump, you know, or something like that, jump on you, or how they jump on you. Yeah, the dog came up, tried to jump, but the dog had no skills because I said, like, you know, want to shake hands or like that, and or give me a paw, nothing. But the dog was like very, very calm, and you know, he wasn't like crazy barking or anything like that. It was very, very quiet. And it was a big dog, though, and but they said it was a dog is like a puppy. And then the puppy is like, it's this big. And how big they get.
Walking a dog for me is very good for me. And I'm glad I was able to quit smoking a year and a half ago. Patty still smokes, and she can be around me and doesn't bother me. I'm surprised. But, you know, they say the average person takes 4 to 5 tries before they actually succeed. That's what happened with me. Exactly that. And I tried originally to come, the patch, there's Nicorette, there's also, what's that, the pill you take? Everything worked to a point. When I got the pot scared out of me, that's what got me off.
So I guess. Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, what was the thing there? Yeah. I guess that would do it. Thank you all for the Danny, they have. The new thing now is the electronic cigarette, you know, the one that gives you smoke and it's the old system smoking. And they say even that's no good for your health. So, yeah, good. And like you said, if somebody jumps around you smoking, you don't have that urge to grab a cigarette?
Not at all, John. In the beginning, I did. Now I don't at all, and I like it's been a year and a half. This time my last cigarette. I don't think I'll ever go back. I'm so glad to be off, but with the diabetes thing, it's sticking the arteries. I don't need more problems, you know? And, now when I was in a hospital, and I was getting ready to go into an emergency spiritually, Patty was crying. I handed him my cigarettes and I said to the doctor, you think this could be cigarette causing? He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. He said, we're not sure. I handed it to Patty. I said, here, you smoke. And that was the last time I ever had a cigarette.
I guess, I guess you smoked them. Yeah, so, it's the best way. Yeah, it's just like, it's never good, you know? Never good. And you know, more and more places, it's restricted, you know? You're going to try to go to a restaurant, no smoking. No, it's an open place, any. Even like some park in New York City, they were banning the cigarettes in the park, I guess. You know what? I guess people will literally come around I've been sick years ago. I mean, like, almost like everybody smoked. Now, you don't see that many people at all. So, I'm feeling it. Yeah, let me know what kind of dog you got. If you're, you know, thinking of going that route, that's all back to you. That's eventually me.
Okay, John, it's sweet S3O. Glenn, like I said, I want to get a black lab. If I can find one, a puppy, to use a lot of service dogs. And, mostly. So they're not as easy to find as a mutt. Look, any dog that's friendly and kind is a nice dog. But if I had my choice, I would like a black lab. I like those dogs. They've got a very fine demeanor, which is why they use them, like I said before, as guide dogs. But, you know, and as far as a cigarette, you know, my mother, my grandfather, my grandfather, my mother's father, my mother always used to tell me when she was a little girl, her father would hand her milk at night. And he was a heavy smoker. My mother, none of the family picked it up. She said the milk smelled of tobacco. And when she grew up, and in a young adult, I think I was already born, she said, I don't know what the symptoms were, but my grandfather had a problem. She, this was now in 1930, she took him to New York Hospital, Cornell Medical Center, Boys Exchange. The doctor told my mother, it's cancer of the lung. We know it's the cigarettes, but we're not allowed to say it because we'll be sued by the tobacco companies. So my mother said, what do we do? She said, let them smoke. At that point, it's too late.
Wow. I, you know, it says that on the package now, but I guess they, it's a big business, you know. Good. Big business, well, I'm almost at the end here. Went up on some bushwork, so down here in Brooklyn, so I'm going to say 73s, and good luck on Friday, and hopefully I'll be talking to you. Lynn, back to you. I'll keep my own attention.
Okay, John. They told me I'll be at 5 Friday in the latest. Maybe sooner. I'm only a couple of miles from home. Amityville is right next to Massapequa Park. So, you know, I got a lot to look forward to. I got to buy a car, and the prosthesis, what was recommended to me by the orthotics people, and I'll let you know, was a Subaru Outback, because it's got lots of room in the front, place to put a walker, a wheelchair in the back. The place in, not Amityville, I forget where it is. Not far from here, called Grand Prix Subaru. I'm going to go over there with somebody and take a look. Anyway, John, you take care. We'll see you later.